USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Senate voted to proceed with the second impeachment trial of Donald Trump after arguments on whether the trial was constitutional. The 56-44 vote permits the impeachment trial to move ahead Wednesday when the House will present its opening arguments. Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy reacts to the vote.
Most fair-minded Americans see these proceedings for what they are, and that is a poorly camouflaged attempt by some permanent Washington types to equate the 75 million people who didn't vote for President Biden, but who did vote for President Trump, with the nut jobs who violated the Capitol on January 6th.
The Dow losing 10 points on Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
The Postal Service is seeing an 11% jump in revenue for the quarter that included Christmas. MarketWatch reporting the post office revenue surge comes after a record 1.3 billion packages were delivered as many Americans chose to mail holiday gifts rather than deliver them personally due to the pandemic. The service saying the net income was $318 million. One of the founding members of the Supremes has died.
Mary Wilson, a founding member of the Supremes, has died at the age of 76. Wilson died suddenly at her home in Henderson, Nevada, just outside of Las Vegas, on Monday. A cause of death was not given. Under the Motown record label, the group scored 12 number one hits before breaking up in 1977. Motown founder Berry Gordy said in a statement, "The Supremes were always known as the sweethearts of Motown." From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As vaccinations continue across the country, many people are wondering when they'll be able to stop wearing masks.
More than 42 million doses of coronavirus vaccine have been administered in the United States, according to new data from the CDC. That's about 10% of the country's population that have now received at least one dose of the vaccine. As inoculation efforts ramp up, there's hope that life can soon begin to get back to normal. Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that mask mandates can begin to be rolled back sometime in the fall. He tells Fox News that about 70 to 85% of the population would have to be vaccinated before that could take place.
If we can get, and I have used this as an estimate, it's not definitive, that if we can get 70 to 85% of our population vaccinated and get to what we would hope would be to a degree of herd immunity, which really is an umbrella or a veil of protection against the community, where the level of virus is so low, it's not a threat at all, then at that point you could start thinking in terms of not having to have uniform wearing of masks.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For the first time in two decades, no U.S. troops have died in combat in Afghanistan for a year as of Monday. But the Stars and Stripes reported that the Taliban has threatened to target troops again if the United States keeps forces in the country after a May withdrawal deadline. The war in Afghanistan began in October 2001. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.